Rising energy costs have contributed to a record high in Eurozone inflation, which reached 9.1% in August, although the rate in Ireland has fallen back slightly to 8.9%. Our economics correspondent Robert Short is with me in studio. Robert, these are the Eurozone inflation figures. The Irish figure is what they call a snapshot. There's not a lot of detail, but the more detailed figures for the Eurozone as a whole, what are they telling us?
Well, they're showing us that still energy is the main contributor to inflation, but it's showing not only that, it's also showing that underlying inflation, what economists call core inflation, is still increasing, and it's increasing at a rate now that's over twice what the ECB wants inflation to be. And what it's also telling you is that inflation is becoming more widespread across the euro area. So in other words, the longer that energy inflation has been contributing to various types of price rises, companies have no longer been able to hold back price increases for goods that have been affected by that, whether it's by transport costs, freezing costs, when it comes to food, fertilizer costs, and so on. And in fact, just on food inflation, we're seeing an annual rate of food inflation across the euro area now at 10.6%. That's a very significant rise. That's just been going up and up and up since the start of the year. So very clearly, although energy is still the main contributor to inflation across the euro area and indeed in Ireland, it's fast being caught up by other parts of that basket of goods and services that go into the measure of inflation.
Right, we'll come to what might be the ECB's response to this in just a moment in terms of interest rates, but just on energy, that figure, an annual inflation rate on the energy side of more than 38%, and that doesn't take into account the really eye-watering figures that we've seen even in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, believe it or not, the annual rate fell back slightly in August. So it was 38.3% across the euro area in August. That was down slightly from 39.6% in July. And the CSO this morning came out and said that energy prices in Ireland fell by 2.8% in August compared to July. They're still going up in the region of about just over 39% on an annual basis. But really what happened there was, if you cast your mind back to the end of July and for the first few weeks in August, wholesale oil prices came down. That was reflected in a reduction in the prices at the pump. We spoke mm-hmm. about it here. They dipped below €2 a litre. But unfortunately, in recent weeks, in the past week or so, they've started to go up again. They went back up over the $100 a barrel mark. They have come down again slightly. Look, they're very volatile, so you can't really read in that perhaps temporary relief. You can't read too much into it. And as you mentioned, I suppose more urgently, the price of gas leapt up in the past 10 days because of what's happening with supplies from Russia. Mm-hmm. Now, there's considerable speculation as to what the EU might do in an emergency intervention into the market, but we don't know what's going to happen there yet.
Okay, we'll be talking more about gas in just a moment, but in relation to the European Central Bank, it meets next week, its governing council. It's widely anticipated, in fact, they have as good as said that there's a further interest rate increase coming. The question now is whether it'll be at the higher or lower end of expectations.
Yeah, so, it will at least be half a percentage point. But there has been a steady stream of central bank governors from different European countries, and indeed Isabel Schnabel, who is one of the executive directors from the ECB, coming out, dropping heavy hints that there may need to be, a bigger rate rise in effect. We're talking about, and the speculation is 0.75%. The governor of the Bank of France, François Gilroy de Gallo, actually came out and said that he believed that interest rates should be around 1.5% by the end of this year. Of course, the problem here is that, central banks can increase interest rates, they can pump out money, but they can't pump out gas. And that's the problem that Europe faces now. And that's what's under, that is the problem that is underlying the increase in inflation.
And just finally, briefly if you can, Robert, a word about figures from the central bank today, our own central bank, in relation to debit and credit cards.
Yeah, so this confirms a trend that's really been happening. We saw it earlier this week with retail sales figures. So total spending using credit and debit cards, it's down now. Not down by very much, but it's down by about 2% in July compared to June. And that's the third month in a row that spending on debit and credit cards has declined. So basically, since the recovery from COVID, consumer spending has more or less flatlined, and it's showing really what the impact of inflation is on the consumer.
Robert Shore, thanks for that.